Well, today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 1. And this is just a scripture reading we'll start out with. And it's verse 13 through 17. And while I read that, if you just get to Luke chapter 1, we're going to look further on in that for the rest of the study. But the scripture reading today says, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.'" So we're talking about John right now. "Many will rejoice at his birth. For he," and I always ask, why? Why will many rejoice at his birth? "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord." I love that. Wouldn't that be great to be great in the sight of the Lord? "And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Let's bow our heads in prayer. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, and may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength in my Redeemer. Amen. So we're looking today at the birth of Jesus Christ and the birth of John. They came around the same time. And why do those two coordinate with one another? Why do they connect, and how did those two different births connect with us? Jesus Christ, that's easy to connect that. Man, Jesus Christ came to be light in a dark world. I'm a roamer. I've got to move these chairs just a little bit so I can roam freely here. But he came to be light in a dark world. We know that. But John, what is the significance of John? So our scripture today and our lesson today, we're going to start out in Luke chapter 1. Turn over to verse 39, if you would. And as we're turning there again, trying to see how John, the birth of John and the birth of Jesus, connect to us today. And the relevance is at the Christmas season, why we're looking at this. And we looked at this about a week and a half ago in our Bible study class. We read it, so it should be familiar to at least some of us. But Luke chapter 1, verse 39 through 45. And it says, "Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste." Means she didn't waste time. She got right there. "To a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." And we talked about that. And we talked about, why did the baby leap in the womb? And I love that there's this energy and this connection of these two powerful people getting near each other. Church, I believe when we do that in our fellowship, it is the same thing. We have the same energy that gets moving, and we bounce off one another. And energy and people get next to each other, and they start to excite people, and they get you energized. Look at our little kids, my Lord, when they're all together today, man, they were energized by one another. Amen? There's no stifling them. But when we get off on our own and we stagnate a little bit and we think, I can do this. I don't want them to see how I am and what I'm going through. We lose energy. And quite honestly, I believe that we lose focus. We lose support. And little by little, I think we can lose our faith. It is very hard to be alone and maintain faith. But I'm telling you, people that have gone through and been prisoners of war and gone through military or imprisonment and confinement, it is few that come out that their faith has got them through that. Because it is very hard to blame others when you're imprisoned. And sometimes that prison is what we put ourselves in. "And the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?'" She knew immediately. She says she was filled with the Holy Spirit. But she says, why? "Blessed are you among women, but why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Why are you visiting me? Mary. For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. As we read that, we think there's a purpose that Mary went to visit, and there's a purpose for why that babe leaped in her womb. And I think as we look at these things, angels came to both couples. We just heard the story is narrated by Corey, is done by our children. Angels came and they spoke to both of them. I still always find it fascinating that they're always scared when an angel shows up. But I got to tell you, if an angel showed up and started talking to me, I'd probably be a little afraid as well. I can look at it after the fact and say, oh my gosh, it's an angel bringing this great message. But in reality, I'd probably be scared to death also. Where'd you come from? You know, because we don't see that or recognize it in this day and age. We can read about it, but we think it's never going to happen to me. This just won't happen. Verse 41 talks about the babe leaping. We fast forward. Now I want to fast forward. This was an exciting time for both mothers. A strange time. They both had been greeted by angels. And the angel said, this is what's going to happen. And this is what your child is. And this is what your child will do. And this is what your child will be. Now let's fast forward. And I want to skip over to Luke chapter 3. If you'll flip over to Luke chapter 3 with me. John is born. The baby Jesus is born. Luke chapter 3. Now they're grown. Jesus already got lost, and he was lost according to his parents, but they found him teaching in the temple. And he told them, I had to be about my Father's business in here. So Luke chapter 3, verse 2 through 6. And it says, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. He's grown now. He's not a kid anymore. He's been born. Jesus is born. And he went into the region all around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Man, that's a powerful statement. It's a powerful statement for us to take in. Keep your place there in Luke chapter 3. We're going back into the Old Testament to Isaiah. And flip over to Isaiah if you would with me. Isaiah chapter 40. Because this said they referenced that saying. So I want to flip back to Isaiah 40 and see what it says. And it's verse 1 through 5. And really it isn't all that that's quoted there, but I want to start in verse 1. Isaiah 40, 1 through 5. And it says, comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity, her sin, is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And then here's a quote that they just referenced. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places shall be made smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And I love that. They're anticipating the coming of the Messiah. They don't know when, they don't know how, but they have this great vision. In anticipation of that, that's really what Advent is. The anticipation of the upcoming birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A period of anticipation. So they're looking at this and they said, oh, we've got to do some things to prepare. We've got to do everything possible so when he comes, we are ready. What do we have to do? Man, we've got to take the mountains and the hills in our way, in our lives, and we've got to lower those things down, make it easier. We've got these valleys that we get in. Man, we've got to fill those up. We've got this winding path. We've got to straighten that out and make it easier to access. We've got these rough patches. And we've got to find a way to smooth these things out. We've got to do the same thing in our own lives. These mountains that stand in our way, we've got to remove those. These valleys that we have to go through and go down into, we've got to fill those up and not keep going down in there. These winding paths that we take, that we have no business going there, man, we should get from here to here. Now, that doesn't mean that God says to get from here to here, you have to go here first. But I'm talking about when we make our own trail and we're meandering all over the place. Those of you that know anything about flying, you don't always fly from this airport directly to that airport and line up with the runway and land. No, you've got to fly way over here, come back over here, and half the times we're coming from Dallas a lot or Southern Texas a lot flying. You'd think we just go to the south runway and just land. No, we're flying way over here out past Tinker, circling way up north in the city, and then coming down from the north. They just have certain plans. God does the same thing. He says, it's not always going to be a straight path, but my goodness, it doesn't have to have all the winding roads that we put in there. And then the rough parts in our life, we have to find a way to smooth those out. What is causing these rough patches? Is it me? Is it someone else? Is it my perception? Is it my focus? Am I looking at it wrong? Having a great relationship with your spouse, if you're married, will help you through those rough spots. Not when you're open to that. Because it was real easy to point and say, Cindy, this is your fault. She said, no, it's not. Okay. But until I realized, oh, it's not her fault. But man, it was so much easier to do that than do this. God spoke very plainly to me one day. I'm going to use the word that he called me, that I feel he called me. But he said, Adam, you idiot, basically. This is you. This isn't her. Now, that still took a while to remove that rough stuff and smooth that out. But that's what it takes to get down and say, okay, there's 1,000 rocks in my path, and it can't be smooth that way. I guess I'm going to start with rock number one, and then I'll go to rock number two. And sometimes you may be able to handle a few at a time. But he says, this is what you've got to do. They weren't going to stop at anything until they prepared the way for the Lord to come. And it's the same thing in our life. We have to open ourselves up for the Lord to come in to our life. But we've got all these issues. He says, we've got to do that. Now I want to flip over, same chapter, Isaiah chapter 40. But let's flip over to verse 29. This is familiar through cards, through songs, whatever. We sing a song that has these verses. But Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 through 31. And it says, he gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, those who wait. Sometimes we have to be patient and wait for the Lord. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Man, that sounds good to me. Let me re-energize. We talked at work the other day. What happens when your iPhone battery starts blinking? It says low battery. You plug it in. Half of you use it till it dies. But you should plug it in at that point. Recharge it. But what do we do when we're out of energy and we just keep on going? We don't slow down and wait. And we don't look to the Lord to renew our strength and our energy. But look back in verse 28. Verse 28 says, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. That's the same one that energizes us. He's got all the energy. He hasn't used it up. He won't use it up. We're not going to faint. We won't grow weary if we rely on the Lord. And this is what John is preaching that he got. And it says, hey, this guy's coming for you. Let me get back there real quick. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. He says, this is what you have to do to prepare. Jesus Christ came, but there came another gift that we overlook. And that's John, who came proclaiming this Jesus to others and letting them know, guys, you've got to repent. You have to be baptized. You've got to get ready. Should that not be our message as well to others? I've learned about this Jesus in my church, but I'm just going to keep it secret. I don't want to tell other people about it. They'll want my same gift. Great, it's free to all. They should have that same access. How did Jesus and John connect to us? Both were gifts. Both were examples for us to live by. Jesus came to bear light to a dark world. John came to share that same light to a dark world. And he knew it then and he knew it early. And it sounds a little tough, but it really isn't. If our young people can share that through a play, through a drama, if our teenagers can share that at Ground Zero, hear about it, learn about it, tell about it at Falls Creek, surely us more knowledgeable adults should be able to get it. Today, we've received the gift of light in a dark world. It's our job to share that same gift with others. That gift is free. It costs us nothing to share. Well, it may cost our friendship. Oh. Guys, is that the cost you're weighing it in on? This is the good news of the gospel. That a little baby was born in a manger. Love the manger scene, by the way. Beautiful backdrop for the string ensemble there. I love that, just watching you guys up here and watching this stable in the background. A child was born in a manger. Not a big fancy palace. No palace walls, but in a manger. But those that listened and those that knew when he was born to bow down before the king. I challenge us today to bow down before the king more often than we do. To acknowledge him. To give him first place in our life. But then to take that gift and be like John. Now, I'm not saying we got to go romping through the forest, freaking people out and scaring them on their own land and acreages. But I'm saying, go out and share this message as John did. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the path. Lower the mountains and the hills. Fill up the valleys. Make smooth the rough path. In 2019, let's work on that construction process, shall we? Maybe today is the first time some of you have heard this gospel message. Maybe it's the first time that those dots really connected with you. You say, oh, I get it. And maybe it was just enough to make something inside of you leap and say, something about that, I want to know more. I just challenge you to get with me after service and talk to me about that. Talk to Pastor Eric about it. Ask questions about it. I don't want anyone leaving saying, oh my gosh, there was a gift up there for me, and I just let it sit there and I never opened it up. That gift is to all that come before him. Maybe you've accepted Jesus Christ before and said, oh, I need to take that next step and be baptized. Same thing. Get with Pastor Eric or myself. When we're on this faith journey together, we've got to find out what is our next step on our faith journey. God, what are you calling me to do? Maybe, God, you're calling me to rely on you for the first time. Maybe, God, you're calling me to connect with you again in a deeper way. God, my next step, I've called on your name. I believe in you. I need to be baptized. Maybe that's your next step on your faith journey. Older folks, don't think that's a young teenager or younger folks. That may be you. I don't care how old you are. If you've never been baptized, that's a step in your faith journey that God calls you to do. He says, believe and be baptized. Don't think, I'm a grown man, I'm a grown woman, I don't want to be baptized. I do this or that for a job. I don't care what you do. He says, believe and be baptized. But think about that today. As we think about the birth of our son, Jesus Christ, that free gift that came for us, let's not forget John and his message and take that to others. Let's bow our heads in prayer as we close today. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for just the witness of our young people from their acting out the birth of Jesus Christ. Where they were acting that out from our string ensemble that came to bless us with song. To our worship team that blessed us with song. To Corey and Aaron and Robbie who helped orchestrate that. Lord, thank you for the service of others. Your son gave that as an example as well. Help us as we go out to spread the Christmas message, Lord, just to be light and salt to those we come in contact with. Let us be a blessing to them through kindness, through gentleness, through word, through actions, just from a smile, holding the door open, whatever it is. Let's not overcomplicate generosity. Lord, today if hearts or minds are changed, Lord, that you would give them boldness to speak to someone about that. And Lord, as we look at John who preached repentance, the Bible says this is a heart thing, something in your heart. But Lord, I ask you just to make us mindful of our minds that keep us from doing that. That keep our hearts from changing. Lord, help us to be light and salt. Help guide our words and our actions towards those we know and don't know. And I ask blessings on this congregation today. In Jesus' name, amen.